Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 35. Just a few days short of a year after a Kenosha police officer shot and killed a man following a chase, the Kenosha County District Attorney has ruled the use of deadly force was justified. At a news conference this afternoon, DA Robert Zaff said the use of deadly force was necessary to stop what Officer Pablo Torres believed was a threat posed by Aaron Seiler.
In determining whether Officer Torres's beliefs were reasonable, the standard is what an ordinary, prudent, and reasonably intelligent officer would have believed in Officer Torres's position, having the knowledge and training that Officer Torres possessed and acting under the circumstances that existed at the time of the shooting.
Zaff said although Torres believed that Seiler had a pipe in his hand when a foot chase ended in a garage, Seiler actually was holding a 5-gallon plastic bucket, having been unsuccessful in picking up a large jack handle. Zaff said that his decision is based on an investigation conducted by the State Department of Criminal Investigation and an outside use of force expert hired by his office. He said he did not consult with the Kenosha Police Department except for what was needed for the investigation. The power is back on in Kenosha, which was hit by a widespread power outage late this morning, affecting about 4,400 customers. The outage lasted about 90 minutes and was caused by wildlife interference, according to We Energies. The outage affected several businesses, along with Bradford High School. The critically injured victim of a two-vehicle crash at Highway 20 and 90th Street in Sturtevant Monday night has died. Mount Pleasant police were notified about 3:30 this morning of the man's passing. His name continues to be withheld pending full family notification. The man was a passenger in a truck driven by Chris Hetchler of Mount Pleasant, who was charged earlier this week. The district attorney's office has amended the criminal complaint to reflect the case now being a fatal accident. The Racine Unified School Board held a closed session in a meeting room at Bucket's Pub on the overdue evaluation of Superintendent Lolly Hawes. While outside, the Southwest Side Business Teacher Union leaders explained how she's failing and the one-dimensional review process fails district stakeholders. REA President Aaron Ike told reporters this is only the second time in 3 years they've done this kind of report on a superintendent, which is as long as Hawes has been around.
Teachers responded very clearly that the players are not being listened to and there's not enough of a back and forth. So we look forward to working with this board and with this superintendent to make sure that we can move this district forward as a team and not someone just kind of shouting what they think from the hilltops.
REA Executive Director Naomi Baden cited teacher survey numbers 75% and above to show the superintendent is not meeting key operational expectations for the district. Both union officials acknowledge the situation is getting closer to a possible no-confidence vote on the superintendent. Dr. Hawes issued a statement about the progress in such areas as student achievement and graduation rates, community partnership building, and the incoming high school academies. Quote, I trust that the Board of Education's evaluation of my work will reflect this, according to Hawes, adding, I look forward to the opportunity to discuss ways to continue our momentum. After narrowly voting Tuesday night to sell the former Taylor Home property to Evergreen Academy, the Elmwood Park Village Board voted unanimously last night to hire an outside attorney to review the proposed contract. The school, which is leasing space from the village, has offered $900,000 for the complex, which also houses the village offices and other businesses. At last night's meeting, attorney John Belogic offered his services to the board after advising them not to sign the contract currently on the table.
Where if you sign this, you are representing a warranty to Evergreen that you're selling them perfect property. And you can't do that. You know, I don't care what kind of shape these buildings are in, how good they are, but if they're not perfect, I don't guarantee that.
Village President L.S. Steiner said it's in their best interest to hire an attorney to protect the village. Representatives of Evergreen Academy expressed concern about delaying a closing any further, giving the village a deadline of next week to approve the contract. They indicated they are looking at another property with a willing seller. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.